Joining me is Ken Curtis, the chief engineer for the Dolores Water Conservancy District. Good morning.
Good morning, Austin.
How is the McPhee Dam built differently than the Oroville Dam?
Well, our hearts go out to those folks in Oroville. Anybody who's involved in water management, dams, civil engineering is certainly watching what's happening. Thankfully, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, the eyes of the nation and the world kind of turn on these events where Mother Nature conflicts with our desire to control our environment. Having said that, I have been watching it, and I'll be learning more about what actually happened probably for several years. Each dam is a little bit custom, matched up to the topography and geology and other conditions that make it a location to build a dam, on top of the hydrology. I think one of the biggest differences people have to keep in mind is the Sierra Nevadas produce over 10 times the water that the Rocky Mountains produce. If you ever look at the hydrology, the Colorado River is pretty small compared to the San Joaquin, Bay Delta, Sacramento River issues. And this is one small feather river up there that flows larger than the Colorado in most parts.
So that means that when the water comes down, it really comes down. It comes down. There's 10 times more water coming down the river than there would be on the Dolores River.
That's correct. High numbers that we've recorded here. We believe the highest on over 100 years of record is about 10,000 CFS on the Dolores. The other night, within the last week, they were approaching 200,000 CFS above Oroville Dam. So the scale is completely different.
Yeah, and when you talk about CFS, 10,000 CFS, how could you describe that versus 200,000?
Well, definitely 10,000 cubic feet per second is actually what the dikes around Dolores were designed to protect them from, because that was actually seen back in 1911. And so we think 10,000 CFS would be very high in the Dolores area. 200,000 has not been seen in the state of Colorado, so it's hard to imagine. You have to go to the Mississippi, the Columbia, and the California rivers to see that kind of number. The floods of 2013 out east were smaller than 200,000 CFS.
Wow.
So it's hard for me to describe.
It sounds like it would be kind of like a wall of water coming down the Dolores Canyon if somebody dumped 200,000 CFS.
It would not fit in the Dolores Canyon, okay. No.
So if the snow in the mountains melts pretty quickly, if we get a lot of rain over the next upcoming weeks in the La Plata Mountains and the San Juan Mountains, what is the worst that could happen?
So again, each dam is a little bit customized to its location, and that refers to how big the basin is up above and how they control water. Everybody has either a gated or ungated spillway. That is a standard in the industry. McPhee happens to be a gated spillway, but quite often there's an ungated spillway where if inflow is high enough and the reservoir is high enough, it will release on its own. In our case, we almost always have excess room in the reservoir. We only fill up for a short period towards the end of runoff, June, possibly into July. The rest of the year, we have storage space, like right now, 90,000 acre feet that we could handle 10,000 CFS flows for many days without even coming near the top. So timing is everything, and watching what the exact conditions are. And we've gotten a lot better at it with river forecast centers, NOAA, Snowtells. The Avalanche Center has different information out there on the web. It's amazing tools we have to predict what's coming, not in a long-term sense, but in the immediate future.
And just to conclude there, for our listeners who haven't heard, there will be a spill on the Dolores River this year.
We do anticipate a spill, and we do have our gated spillway, which we do not traditionally use, but is there for emergencies. We have the capacity to pass up to about 5,000 CFS through our river outlet works. That's our main release point. And so we have the capacity to handle what would be considered normal hydrology in the basin. Beyond that, the Bureau of Reclamation and the district actively watch and manage conditions as they are at any given day.
Ken Curtis, Chief Engineer for the Dolores Water Conservancy District. Thanks for talking with us.
You bet, Austin.